Hallelujah. Well, tonight we are going to do corporate deliverance. So get ready. Okay? Go ahead and get ready to receive from the Lord tonight, because we're going to get rid of some things. All right? So as I'm sharing tonight, you know, you want to try to identify areas in your life and be willing to release them. You know, it's kind of like what Brian was talking about here, bringing every thought into to captivity to the obedience of Christ, but also the thoughts, belief systems. You know, when we pray with people, the biggest thing that we come up against is ungodly belief systems. And a belief system is really, truly an ungodly belief system, anything that's contrary to what God's word says. If it isn't lining up with the word of God, it's an ungodly belief system. And from the time that we almost are in the womb and up, we are receiving negative belief systems. The world, I mean, if we are letting ourselves be programmed by the world, and most of us have been coming out of secular schools, secular colleges, sitting in front of a TV all day, what we learn it, you know, and then we wonder why we have a hard time really flowing in the things of God and operating in the things of God. And, you know, we're going to have to come out from these belief systems by renewing our mind according to the word of God. And then we're going to have to make some decisions to examine some of the things that we're thinking, the thoughts that we have, and where they line up with truth and where they don't. Because, you know, we're in an hour right now where God is really unveiling some things that are different. There, you know, we go from faith to faith and glory to glory. We're entering, I really believe, where God is giving us more and more revelation and knowledge. And we're in an hour where we need to shift out of this natural realm and allow ourselves literally to operate in the realm of the Spirit. You see, when we don't like the fact that a lot of times we don't have the results that we want, but we're not operating in the realms that we need to be operating in, you see, because the spirit realm is real. Now, if you could see in the spirit realm, you literally would see angels lined up all the way around here, and then you'd see some up here too, because I've already called them in. They're here. And that's the norm. And we should think along those lines. The norm is angelic beings coming to assist the heirs of salvation, which is us. And what are they here to do but to assist us to receive all that God has for us, and to move the sons and daughters of God into their destiny. It says that creation is waiting for the sons of God to be made manifest. Everything that's created is waiting for us to be manifested in the earth as to who we really are. And my goodness, we've hardly scraped the surface of that. But we're getting ready to enter into it. So you're going to have to change your thinking. You're going to have to get rid of some of the belief systems, especially if you've sat in churches. You know, we've gotten a lot of incorrect teachings, a lot of incorrect belief systems out of churches. And we've let churches program us concerning even the healing. And when Jesus went through what he went through on the cross to attain our healing, how could we but not believe that healing is always God's will? Always. Anyway, so tonight I want you to be willing to just adjust some things in your life. I want you to be willing to give up. You know, you can never cast a demon out of somebody that wants to keep their demon. Okay? And some people sometimes want to get rid of the demons that are tormenting them, but they want to keep the demons that they like. You know, it's kind of like praying for somebody with addictions, and they might want to get rid of the cocaine and the alcohol, but they want to keep the nicotine. Do you know, I believe nicotine's one of the strongest spirits there is. See, so we're, you know, we have to be at a place, and you know, you should pray that if you're not. Lord, help me come to the place where I want to be free of all of this. Because anything in your life that is not of the Lord, the demonic strategics, things that are sent into your life, they're there to hinder you from fully operating as a son and a daughter of God. Because the devil knows that when we get clean and we remove, see, belief systems, once you don't have something talking in your ear all the time, you get the Word of God where you're listening to the Holy Spirit, things will begin to shift. So when we, the more free we become, the more we can allow the Holy Spirit to accomplish what He desires in each one of us individually. So you're responsible, and we're accountable to God to deal with these things and get them out of our lives. And it's not a hard thing. You don't have to roll around on the floor and foam at the mouth, because the devil's already been brought to nothing. He's already lost the battle. Amen? Hallelujah. I'm going to be talking about tonight coming out of captivity, regions of captivity, or walking out of that. And when I'm doing that, you know, I'm going to give you a lot of scripture tonight, just because I want you to see that what I'm talking about is in the Word of God. When I did this study, I was amazed at some of the things that are in the Word that we just kind of read over them and we totally miss them. But they are things that would help us access the spirit realm and understand the spirit realm a whole lot more than we do. When we do that, you know, what do you think that the gifts of the Spirit are for? They're for us to operate in the spirit realm. When you're operating in the giftings, the nine gifts of the Spirit are the fruits of the Spirit. You're not operating in the flesh. You're operating in the Spirit. You're operating in the spirit realm. So therefore, when we don't see a whole lot of the gifts of the Spirit in operation in our churches today, that would kind of tell us that we're operating more in our flesh in our church services than in the Spirit. Because it says that that you operate in the gifts of the Spirit as He wills. And you know what? He's willing. He wills. You see, God didn't change. We did. You see, so we need to open our hearts up to the truth of God's Word and begin to shift our thinking into alignment with the Word of God. And the only way you're going to be able to do that is to literally begin to deal with some of the influences in your life that are not of God. Okay? So we talked a little bit about soul captivity last week. And one of the things that I felt last week when I was teaching was I really felt like people were having a hard time getting it. And maybe I needed to bring my reasoning into captivity. But I really, you know, sometimes when you're up here teaching, you can feel resistance, and you can also feel when people draw on the anointing out of you. Because up here, when you're up here like this teaching, what you want and where you're open to the Spirit of the Lord is what's going to come forth. Because God wants to bring truth to His people. Okay? So in the name of Jesus, I just bind right now all resistance to the Word of God in the name of Jesus and to what I've got to say tonight. I bind it and I forbid the enemy from in any way hindering any of you from receiving the truth of God's Word tonight in Jesus' name. Now I'm going to try to backtrack a little bit. I went back over some things because there were a lot of new people, and I had started this teaching on our Saturday, and then we had this long span in there before we got back. So, you know, even if you did hear some of the teaching, you might have forgot it. This is the second time that I've taught this teaching, and yet it's been more difficult to teach it than it was the first time. For some reason, I have sensed more resistance. So what does that tell you? We got some people that really need to come out of captivity, right? And when there's resistance, see, I know that that's not you resisting, but it's spiritual forces that are operating in some of you that are resisting the word of God. So we're going to remove them. We're going to get them out of here. Okay. Hallelujah. We have all authority. The devil doesn't have authority here. He's not in charge in this house. We are. Amen. Hallelujah. And I know that. Y'all know that? He said, behold, I give you, Bev Tucker, authority over all the power that the enemy possesses, and nothing shall by any means harm you. He gave that to me. And I'm up here, so I'm in charge, not the devil. Hallelujah. And y'all are in charge too. Amen. Amen. Okay, so I'm just going to talk a little bit about how we can come out of captivity. We're going to do corporate deliverance tonight, which is awesome. And I felt like the Holy Spirit said that we should do, when I do the captivity, walking out of captivity, I have found in doing that, that if we will remove obstacles, demonic forces, the walking out of captivity is much easier for the people, okay? So that's why I said, be willing, and I'm going to lead you through some prayers, but be willing to release. And see, there's nothing that the devil can keep in your life if you don't want it in your life. That's why God gave you a will. And see, sometimes our wills, we have these wimpy wills. And part of the reason our wills are like that is because we kind of vacillate between, I like this and I don't like this. Or we could just be lazy and passive. And those are spirits too, by the way. So we need to take authority, or we need to really pray and ask the Lord to help us hate pet sins, hate things that we tolerate in our lives. Okay, the part of your life where you feel that you do not live in victory, or where there's a blockage and you can't seem to get around this hindrance in your life, has to do with captivity in your life, or soul captivity. Remember I talked to you a little bit about the soul of man. In your soul, we're a three-part being. We are a spirit, we have a soul, and we live in a body. And so your soul is your personality. It's your mind, your will, and your emotions. So thank God we have a will, that when you chose to receive Jesus, that's where that came out of, was the soul. Because that's what the soul is. See, I will. In fact, if you remember, if at all, if a battle went on between you surrendering your heart to the Lord or not, it was because the enemy was fighting you for your decision. Your decision comes out of your will, doesn't it? But in that same way, when our place of our will, we made that choice to come after the Lord, it's that same area in our lives that we deal with things that are in our life that are wrong. We have to exercise our will to get it out. And you know, and sometimes even when you're dealing with your family, and they might not want to deal with everything, then what you do is then by faith, you begin to start pulling down some of these things that are exalting themselves against the knowledge of God in your house. You have authority over your house. You see, so a lot of times people won't do what they need to do because there's a strong man that's working against their will, but you have authority over that. And you may need to wage war against it. You know, sometimes we go out and we will try to take authority over something and we don't see it move right away, so we just give up. Amen. Well, when you know the word of God, it's not an option. You see, so then you're going to enforce your authority. You're gonna make what Jesus said, that every knee shall bow. You will make that thing submit. You see, so we need to get back where we need to start fighting for our families, for our possessions, for our rights in Christ, for the covenant that God has put us in. You know, we need to refuse to be a church anymore that's not, the world has to take account of us, you see, rather than the world thinking, oh, they're nothing. Let the world have to take and look at us for who we are. Like in the book of Acts, they trembled when the church rose up. And we're coming into days that are going to be greater than the book of Acts. Hallelujah. Okay, so we're going to talk about soul captivity. The enemy fragments and imprisons our souls or takes them captive. In the spiritual world, there are two kingdoms, the kingdom of light and the kingdom of darkness. In the kingdom of God or heaven, the Bible mentions several regions called heavenly places. And what I want you to see here is the fact that we are either going to operate, whether we like it or not. The Bible says you cannot serve two masters. So you really are operating, even as a believer, in the kingdom of God. You know, we should be aggressively pursuing the kingdom of God. If you go back and if you even study Acts and you study, especially the book of Acts, how they were so aggressive, you know, even when Peter was locked up in the prison, how they aggressively went at until literally the demand that was put on the kingdom of God released the angels of God to go get Peter released. You see, so when the church begins to press again back into the kingdom of God, that's when we're going to see the freedom that's supposed to come to the people. So we've got two kingdoms. The Bible mentions several regions. Number one, heavenly places, Ephesians 2:6, and it says that God has raised us up with Christ and seated us with him in heavenly realms. So here we see that there are more than one heavenly realm that's in operation. Remember when Paul said that he went into heaven, he goes into the third heaven. He wasn't sure whether it was he was in body or in the spirit, but he went into the third heaven. That's another realm, isn't it? First heaven, second heaven, third heaven. There's not a third heaven without a number one and a number two. You see, so there's realms out there that we're not even half the time familiar with. But why is that? Because we've been translated out of the kingdom of darkness, he has translated us into the kingdom of light. So it ought to be the norm for us to be flowing in the things of the kingdom of God. Okay, two kingdoms. Just as there are heavenly places, there are also regions, and I'm talking plural. Regions of darkness are infernal places. As we're all going to see, not all these regions are tied with hell, the final destiny of the lost. These two regions, the kingdom of light and the kingdom of darkness, continually affect the land of the living. In other words, they are continually affecting this earth where we're at. Either the kingdom of God is affecting the earth or the kingdom of darkness. Okay, we don't have to be dead for heaven to manifest itself in our lives. And likewise, we do not need to die for our lives to be like a living hell on this earth. You know what I'm talking about? The mission of Jesus was to unite heaven and earth again. The goal was to cause everything that belongs to the kingdom of heaven to be established in the natural earth. He said, pray, kingdom of God, come, will of God, be done on this earth as it is in heaven. See, we need to call the things of the kingdom of God into this earth. If we've been made to sit with him in heavenly places, why do you think he's put us there? But to rule and to reign on the earth, right? And he's waiting until his enemies are made a footstool. So who's he waiting on? Zion, the church. So when we begin to call forth the resources of heaven into our lives, and we need to learn how to operate in that. The only way you're going to learn how to operate in that is to step into it and begin to operate in it. Okay? The mission of Jesus then was to unite heaven and earth. The goal was to cause everything that belongs to the kingdom of heaven to be established in this natural world. God wants his kingdom established in this world. He wants his kingdom established in our lives individually. But then by contrast, the mission of the devil, who imitates God is precisely the opposite, and his goal is to unite the realms of darkness to the earth or hell under his kingdom, and thereby control, oppress, and rob the whole world of what God has. The workings of hell are clearly visible. They bring death, sickness, destruction, poverty, family breakups, marriage breakups, all kinds of evil, all kinds of sexual sin, all of these things. When you watch and you can see the workings of these, the occult, we are so inundated with the occult today. And the worst thing is that the church is participating in the occult. The Lord, in the book of Joshua, when Achan brought in the mantle, which was a false anointing, he said, if that's what you want to do, you've brought in things that are devoted to be cursed. What were they? Their occult items. And he said, I'll not be with you. You can read that all over. He said, if that's what you want, if that's what your God is going to be, then you choose. Why are you halting and limping between two opinions? If God is God, then serve him. If Baal is your God, then serve Baal. You see? That's not little. I'm going to jump ahead here. This is part of my teaching later, but I'll probably reiterate it as I go. They recently had a thing on CNN. This, oh my goodness. I'll tell you what, this is why you need to be in deliverance class. This is why you need to get delivered. And this is why you need to learn how to do deliverance. Because we have got so many, we got to just get the church delivered. Oh my goodness. But anyway, this was on CNN, and actually it was on the Today Show today. There are, Norma called me about this last week, but on CNN, they had all these young people, teenagers, who are getting all these weird nervous quirks and twitches and like tics, and all they're ring ring, and then they're going, whoa, you know, they're just it's weird, but that's what they're doing. And nobody can figure out what it is. They're trying to figure out why this is happening to the young people. And Norma said last week she was watching it, and she was in an office someplace, and the people were there, and they were like, oh my goodness, look at this. This is horrible. But nobody could figure out why, and that's what all the doctors and psychiatrists, and medication wasn't helping them or anything. And so Norma said, I don't know if she, someone had told her to watch this, I think, out in New York. There's a new horror movie out called The Devil in You. And the movie portrays those exact same movements. And our teenagers are going to them, and they're getting all those demons right into them. And that's sad. And we look at that. Oh my goodness, you have authority. I thought, oh Lord, there was this one father, and he is so broken over his daughter. And I thought, oh boy, I would like to be there. You see? Yeah, isn't that something? Twilight. Oh, Lord Jesus. Young people having seizures when they go to Twilight and watch when the girl gives birth to this devil's baby. These things are happening. So why does the church participate with that then? How many, don't raise your hand. How many of you have been to Twilight or go to some of these other movies, have Harry Potter in your house? Or, you know, what does Harry Potter do? It's just raised up a generation of witches and sorcerers and wizards and warlocks. You see? I mean, you got to look at the culture that's coming up, and we've got to come out from that. You see, it's kingdom of God or kingdom of darkness. It's not, no middle road, no middle road. And yet the church entertains herself with this type of stuff. And you might think, oh, you know what? I get so tired of listening to you. I say this a lot. I know I do. But you got to try having people bring their kids to you And then you start casting that stuff out of their little children and watch it manifest and manifest and manifest. The proof of the pudding's in the eating, isn't it? Okay? So it's not like I'm just coming up with this stuff. I have found out more things do in deliverance, and I thought, oh my goodness, Lord, I would have never thought that. But you see these things when people are having to deal with them. What we open the door to comes in. If I go open up my front door, the cold comes in, whether I like it or not. I can say, the cold, I'm not going to let the cold come in. The cold comes in, doesn't it? Amen. Hallelujah. Okay, the workings of hell then are visibly clear. They bring about death, sickness, destruction, strife, all kinds of evil. I was talking to somebody today. Some things are going on in their marriage. And I said, well, you know what? You're either going to get out of the flesh and quit fighting this in your flesh and start fighting it in the spirit. And we need to start dealing with the things of darkness that are coming against our homes in the spirit. And that does not mean that you just march around and shout at the devil and bind the devil, which you need to do that, but you also walk in love. You have get rid of this right here. Like John said, there has to be more of him and less of me. There has to be less of us, doesn't there? You see, so if you're always in strife and discord in your home, you're full of yourself. You are. You got to be right. No, you don't. You don't. You gave that right up when you made Jesus Christ the Lord of your life. See, we want the things of God, but we've got to choose. We must come out of these things so that we can walk in the things of God. Psalm 18:5 says, the cords of the grave coiled around me, the snares of death confronted me. So here we see in the spirit realm. Now, in the natural, you do not see cords of death wrapping around you, but in the spirit realm, there can be cords of death. And like I said, I'm giving you scriptures to show you what I'm talking about in the spirit realm, what goes on in the spirit realm. And remember, I've said this before, that the spirit realm is as real as this natural realm. In the beginning, when God created the earth, there was no veil between the spirit realm and the earthly realm. And God was able to converse with Adam on a regular basis. Sin put that veil. But what happened when Jesus died on the cross? The veil was rent. And see, when we begin, we can access the spirit realm, but it takes us dealing with things in our lives, and it also takes us shifting ourselves over to the place where we begin to, by faith, believe we can do this. God made you spirit, you're supernatural, you're born of God. We are a new species, one the world has never seen before until the day of Pentecost. Isn't that awesome? There is no one like us. We are supernatural beings created to operate in a supernatural way on this earth to bring about the kingdom of God. Yet we've allowed the kingdom of darkness to bind us and hold us and even indwell areas of our life in order to rob our God-given destiny. But see, when the church has had enough, or when we can get a vision of who we are to be, which I hope I'm provoking that in you, that you do not have to be bound by the enemy. You don't have to be controlled by the enemy, but you can be free so that you can begin to flow in the things of God so that God's will can be done on this earth. He is waiting for his enemies to be made his footstool. Okay, the cords of the grave coiled around me and the snares of death confronted me. Psalms chapter 2, verses 3 talks about that same thing, talks about the fact of, in fact, let me just read it to you. I thought I had it written down here, but I don't, but I want to read that because it talks about cords. I talked to that a little bit about that last week with you, but there are cords that hold people in the spirit realm that we have the authority to break. And maybe sometimes the reason you're not free is those cords have not been broken off your life. They could be cords that have been related maybe to a past relationship that should have been broken off. It could be a cord of some type of sin where you're still connected to that sin. It could be a generational thing where you're still connected to the cords of your generations, to the things that have come up through your bloodline. It's time to cut those things off. It's time to get free of those. In Psalm chapter 2, verse 2 and 3, it says, the kings of the earth, and these are talking about demonic forces. The kings of the earth take their places. The rulers, see, they're positioning themselves. They take their places. The rulers take counsel together against the Lord and his anointed one, the Messiah. They say, let us break their bands of restraint asunder and cast their cords of control from us. Cords of the enemy. We have the authority to cut those cords, to break them off of us. Both of these kingdoms, the kingdom of God and the kingdom of darkness, the kingdom of the enemy, function by designs that are established in the spiritual world and are manifested in our lives. I gave you a story about a guy last week who, a pastor that was dying. And remember, she said the Lord showed her in the spirit realm. She said she saw this pastor lying on his deathbed in the hospital. But in the spirit realm, she saw the same bed, same hooked up to all the IVs. But in the spirit realm, she saw demons around his bed praying, Satan, Satan, let your will be done. Or kingdom of hell, or kingdom of darkness, let your will be done on this earth as it is in the kingdom of darkness, the kingdom of hell. So they were praying that the designs of hell that the enemy had against this pastor, which, do you think he's got designs against us? Yeah. And so she went on to say that she declared 1 John 3:8, for this purpose, the Son of God was made manifest. This is powerful scripture. For this purpose, the Son of God was made manifest to undo, destroy, loosen the cords or the works of darkness, the designs of darkness against us. That's amplified version, by the way. For this purpose, the Son of God was made manifest. And then she said, I loose the manifestation of the Son of God to undo these works, these designs against us. You know, you could pray that in your house. Begin to declare that for this purpose, Jesus Christ was made manifest to undo these designs of the enemy against us. And I declare you are undone. You know, when we get a mentality to take and enforce the cross, the work of the cross, enforce the word, it's like when something comes knocking at your door, you say, not in my house. You know, we need to tell some of the sickness and disease that comes, no, you aren't coming in my house. You were paid for on the cross, and you don't belong to me. Okay, so both kingdoms function by designs established in the spiritual world and manifested in our lives. God's designs, his will, originate in heavenly places, and the devil's designs come from infernal places. Understanding the operation of these designs helps us understand why certain things happen in our lives. Now, I'm going to try to stick to my notes because we're going to pray, and I don't want to run us way, way over because I know people have to get up in the morning. Jesus came to not only save us from sin, but he also came to rescue us from our captivity and from all that implies the kingdom of darkness. Now, when I'm talking about the fact that people need to be released from captivity, it's because people are in captivity. People When we're talking about captivity, it implies that the kingdom, all the things of the kingdom of darkness, sickness, death, brokenness, anguish, and poverty, these are all forms of captivity. In Isaiah 61, verse 1, this is what Jesus said. He said, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because the Lord has anointed me to preach good news to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, the opening of the prison, and those who are bound." So here we see a number of things. Jesus came to heal the brokenhearted. We've been talking about the fragmenting of the soul. And how when a person's soul is fragmented, that's when, and broken, that is when the enemy, when a person's part of their personality because of something that has happened in their life, or maybe they've participated in sin or been involved in the occult, there is a fragmenting of the soul. And once the enemy gets that area of your life, he'll hold you captive until you realize or understand, even by a choice of your own will, you won't even need to have prayer. If you made a choice to come out, because you have the same authority over the devil that any of us do, you could come out of that. But he came to heal the brokenhearted. Only Jesus can do that. Proclaim liberty to those who are captive and the opening of the prison to those who are bound. So we see here again, people are in prison. People are bound. Even in the church world today, we see so many people bound in captivity. But you know what? This church is getting freer and freer and freer. I love watching this because, you know, the church has taken on a whole different personality and atmospheres because the church is getting free. Now, we haven't arrived, but we're well on our way. And we're going to see a shift. We're just about ready to topple over into some awesome things of the Lord. Luke 4, 18 says just about the same thing. "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. He has anointed me, the Messiah, to preach the good news. He has sent me to announce release." We can, because all that he is, we do. As he is, so are we in this world. We are to announce release to the captives. When we speak that word and we know the authority that backs us up, which is all of heaven, that means literally we can speak the word and the enemy's going to have to release captives. Isn't that awesome? Hallelujah. If one can set 1,000, two can set 10,000, three can, you know what I'm saying? Wait till the church really starts getting hold of this. It's going to be like thunder. Hallelujah. Going through, releasing people. He says, to announce release to the captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to send forth delivered those who are oppressed, downtrodden, bruised, crushed, and broken down by calamity. How many people that do we know that are bruised and crushed and broken down by calamity? God says it's time to get these people free. Okay, so these are spiritual prisons that Jesus came to set people free from. The reality is that the kingdom of darkness is formed of multiple prisons where Satan endeavors to hold the human race captive. The Lord talks about these prisons, Isaiah 42, verse 6 and 7. Again, I'm giving you multiple prisons. I just said multiple prisons, and I've given you a bunch of them. I'm going to keep giving them to you through the scripture so you can see over and over and over in the scripture, God talks about these various places, various prisons that people are held captive. In Isaiah 42, 6 and 7, it says, "I, the Lord, have called you in righteousness. I will take hold of your hand. I will keep you and will make you to be a covenant for the people and a light to the Gentiles, to open eyes that are blind, to free captives from prisons, and to release from the dungeon," which is another place of captivity, "those who sit in darkness." So we'll release people from prisons, from dungeons, from places of darkness. There's even places like caves, and it's in the scripture. And we were praying with someone one time, and we were actually walking them out of captivity, and they said, "Oh my goodness, it was like I came out of this dark cave." They literally saw themselves in that place of captivity. Isn't that something? I mean, but it's all in the Word of God. All in the Word of God. So when we went in to get that person free, so we just stepped into the spirit realm by faith. We knew they were bound, so we said, we are taking them out in the name of Jesus. And they literally saw them come out, and I'll read you a scripture on that because that's where they came out of. I'll read you the scripture when I get to it. King David said in Psalm 142:7, he said, bring my soul out of prison that I may praise your name. The righteous shall surround me, for you shall deal bountiful with me. David's soul was apparently in a place of prison, which hindered him from praising the Lord. This is the reality of millions of people who are unable to worship or function in other areas of their lives. You don't know how many times we hear people say that. They come into this place and it's so difficult for them to be able to enter into worship. And we don't realize that, but this is what he's talking about. The more free we get, the more we are able to access the different realms of the things of God. Because we don't have all these things hindering us to move forward. You see, when we talk about the fact that you need deliverance, it's not that we think you're bad. The devil's bad. We just want you free. God wants you free. So he can help you to access into the realms that he has for us. How about accessing into the realms of the gifts of healing, the working of miracles, the word of knowledge? See, those are some places that we need to operate in. And we're starting to do that. In fact, tonight we're going to do prophetic deliverance. But we operate in words of knowledge. I mean, you take some of the teams in this church, I mean, they are seeing and hearing things from the Lord, going able and to just literally target what's with people. But it's the more we on our teams get free, you know, we deal with things in our lives, the more we are free to access into these realms because we've removed the hindrances. See, God's not hindering us from operating the way he commands us to operate in his word. But the devil is. See, so once the more we get free, the more liberty we have to access the things of God. Okay, talking about the fragmenting of the soul and the spirit are ultimately connected and made of a substance that can be fragmented. Our souls contain information defining who we are as spiritual beings. Hebrews 4:12 says, the word of God is quick and powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit, joints and marrows, and is a discerner of the thoughts and the intents of the heart. So we see that the soul can literally, because it's tied in with the spirit, can literally contain information of who we are as spiritual beings. We know our DNA does. You know, we know that our genetics do. So why not in the spirit realm have a DNA, a spiritual DNA? We do. We do, and it's his DNA. A single fragment of the soul is all that is needed to capture a person spiritually. The devil does not need to possess the entire soul to take a prisoner in the spiritual sphere. He only needs a fragment. And Tim, you want to put that one with all the breakings in it up there? The devil does not need to possess the entire soul to take a prisoner in the spiritual arena. He only needs a fragment to establish in it a region of his kingdom, and from there afflict that person. And that's why you see people that are tormented, people who are full of fear, people who maybe are sick, are depressed, because there's areas where he's been able to access a fragmenting of the soul. And okay, there you can see it. When a trauma or something negative happens in a person's life, or if we willfully sin, you know, I can give my soul into a place of captivity through sin. I could be in a, like lying could be one. And you could be a consistent liar. And so what you've done is you've given a fragment of your soul, a part of your soul, over to be held in captivity. And it's like a lying spirit that can just continually be operating. Or it could be You know, just like I was talking about these horror movies, which they're nothing but occult. When we participate with the occult in any way, then we're given up. We are willfully releasing a part of our soul. Alcohol. Do I think Christians should drink alcohol? Oh my goodness. Let me throw this one out to you. When you drive down the road and it says food and spirits, that ought to give you a clue, shouldn't it? There's your clue. Why would I want, but I just have a glass of wine. Well, that's what the world is smarter than that, folks. Okay, let's go back to this. So a person's soul is fragmented or broken, and then you see how that in that little cage inside there is a part of that person there. He didn't show up really good on our picture. But basically what it shows is that person is held in a place of captivity. And so the enemy can continue to torment that person until they're willing to take that part of their soul. And that's where we come in a lot of times in praying with people. But we walk that person out of captivity and we command their soul released. And Jesus, who is the healer of the brokenhearted, what is the heart of man? It is the mind, the will, and the emotions. It's the soul. It's the soul of man. When Jesus said he heals the brokenhearted, he's not talking about your physical heart. He's talking about your personality that could be fragmented, but he comes to heal the brokenhearted. Only Jesus can do that. And that is supernatural when you see that happen. I've seen that happen so many times, and it's absolutely amazing to watch God bring a life and put it back together again. But he does. Anyway, so in order for this to happen, the enemy must shatter the soul through circumstances, maybe causing deep fear or trauma, acute pain. In addition, he can divide the soul through participation in the occult, through any really basically type of sin. We understand what soul ties are in the fact that, and a person can have good soul ties and they can have bad soul ties. And you can have a soul tie through an immoral act with another person, okay? Now, doesn't mean that when you have an ungodly, you can have an ungodly soul tie with your mother or your father. If you like had a parent that's a real controlling parent, there can be an ungodly soul tie there that needs to be broken, okay? But in the area of sexual immorality, that is huge. So many, many times we'll deal with people who have had past relationships and they can't get past those relationships. We've even had people who have been married, but there's still a part of them tied to that other person from their past. You see, that's because a part of their soul was left there with that person. And so how do you get that part of your soul back? You pray. You break that ungodly soul tie and you ask the Lord to draw back to you. Draw back to you that part of your soul. Can God supernaturally do that? He absolutely can. Nothing's impossible to God. The occult, and I'll give you some stories. We ministered one time to a young man who had an anger issue. And when we went to pray for him, he said, I can see myself way... And we weren't able to get him free either to start with. And so we kept commanding the anger and all these different things to leave him. And yet he did not seem to be able to get that out of himself. And most people, not always, but a lot of times when you're walking a person through deliverance, they can tell when those things are leaving them. I mean, they know when things are going. And so he said, it just doesn't seem to be going. But then all of a sudden he said, I can see myself way out, like in outer space. He saw himself standing out there. And I knew he had dabbled from talking with him in astral projection. And he used to actually, when he was a teenager, visit a place that he lived in when he was a little boy. He would the spirits would come and he'd go all the way back to some place where he used to live. So what we did was we prayed, broke cut the cords of the occult off of him, had him repent and renounce the astral projection. commanded the demons that were holding his soul in captivity. This is before I even knew what I was doing. We're just going by the Holy Ghost to release him and for the Lord to bring that part of his soul back. And it, just through that simple prayer, he just began to weep and weep and weep as God began to deliver him and bring him back into wholeness. Isn't that amazing? So he's telling us all this stuff that's going on as we would pray for him. But see, people don't realize that a lot of times our participation, drugs, that's another one, not just alcohol, but drugs. When you hallucinate and you trip out, how do you trip out? You have to leave to trip out, don't you? So there has to be a breaking there, you see. So the soul becomes fragmented and broken. So when people deal with drugs, those are areas, even if they've been off of drugs for years, they still have areas in their lives that can be fragmented and broken because of tripping out. And sometimes they can still be, just like with the kid with the astral projection, we pray and ask the Lord to bring that part of their soul back to them. We've had people healed that way, physically healed, that we're not receiving healing other. See, this, we are dealing in a spiritual realm, you see. And the church has to wake up. There's two kingdoms, kingdom of God and the kingdom of heaven. Okay, spiritual places. Am I echoing all the way back there or just up here? Do I echo to you guys? No? Well, I'm echoing up here. Spiritual places are not limited by time or space as we know it on the earth. Spiritual places belong to a different dimension than what ours is. Yet, they can affect our, be over a physical realm, such as in the case of Jacob's ladder, or the regions of Naphtali and Zebulun that Jesus described as places of darkness or the shadow of death. So here we see here spiritual places actually that were operating in this dimension, but were of another dimension of another realm. The scriptures speak of invisible dimensions that affect each one of us. The Bible has many verses concerning the regions of captivity, the way they operate and where they are found. The prophetic anointing helps us to understand the spiritual realm. The prophetic anointing occurs in a different realm than ours. In other words, if you operate and you flow in the prophetic, you are not doing it in the natural. You're doing it in the realm of the spirit. You see, what you've done is you've basically stepped out of operating in your flesh and stepped into where you're operating in the spirit realm. Okay? The reason I keep stepping like this is because I want you to see it is really nothing more than you stepping into that anointing, because it's in the spirit. All of these things are available for us, and we can access them by faith. We need to begin to believe that God will allow us to begin to operate in this realm of the spirit when we, especially when there are needs, and God's commanded us to go out, lay hands on the sick, cast out demons. We need to be, you're not going to cast demons out operating in your physical realm. I'm sorry, it don't operate that way. Every time we cast out a demon, we are stepping into that spirit realm and casting it out. So when we do corporate deliverance tonight, some of my team's going to come up and do it. They're going to just be in the spirit realm, taking authority. I just think that's so cool. That's where God wants us to learn how to live, so we can help people. So we can help like these kids that are so foolishly going to some of these movies, and even some of our Christian kids that foolishly go and think it doesn't matter. You see, but God loves them also. He's not mad at them. He wants to help them. Okay, the Old Testament, the prophetic anointing occurs in a different realm than ours. It is the entrance to the invisible kingdom of God. It is the instrument that is used by God to make the kingdom of God visible, audible, and palatable. The prophetic anointing allows us to penetrate the kingdom and extract from it its riches of wisdom and knowledge. The Old Testament prophets experienced this dimension Some of them permeated it, being caught away as Ezekiel did. Now, these are Old Testament, and what a better covenant we have. You see, we don't have our sins covered. We have them removed. Big difference. Okay, Ezekiel, when he was caught away as when he was in the temple of God in the holy city, Daniel was lifted between heaven and earth to receive the vision of the beast. Now, what I'm wanting you to see is how people in the Word of God basically moved into this other dimension. And how this is Old Testament, but we're going to go into the New Testament. And you know, the New Testament is still being fulfilled. It's still happening. It's still in operation, okay, which would be us. And this last day church, it's like Book of Acts. You're going to have to move over for this last day church. Hallelujah. Okay. Moses was taken to extraordinary dimensions when he received the revelation of the Genesis of creation. The book of Hebrews says that God has prepared something even better for us. God wants to give us better things than Old Testament people. The apostles understood this dimension because they penetrated the kingdom of God. The union of heaven and earth through Jesus was their daily experience. Just go back sometime and read the book of Acts and envision yourself in there. Just you go into that and just kind of think about, wow, God, I could be doing this. That when you walk by, your shadow would heal somebody. You see? Let's begin to believe for some of these things again, because God wants to move into these realms. Okay, Philip in the book of Acts was translated from one place to another in both spirit and body. The same thing happened to Peter when he was taken prisoner by Herod. While he was in prison, he fell into a deep sleep, and an angel who came to rescue him. Both of them were translated through the prison as if it was a mere vision, but what was happening in the spirit realm, what they kind of figured was a vision, was actually happening in this natural realm. Now, I've said this before, what goes on in the spirit realm, you can look at what's going on in your life or around you. That's what's operating in the spirit realm. And either God's will is being done or the will of the enemy is being done. Okay. And you might say, well, you know, God's will is always done. God, you know that song, God is in control. God is not in control. If God was in control, do you think we'd have abortions? You see, we got to wake up and realize that when the church begins to decree and declare and call forth, begins to flow in the prophetic and declare, thus says the Lord. Do you know the power of the spoken word of God? He said, I've sent you to release the captives. We have the authority to speak release, and they have to be released. I'm going to quit because I got so much more to get through. But I don't want to. What I want to do is I'm going to lead you through some prayers because I want to pray for you tonight. Okay, so the best that I can do is when legal rights are broken with the enemy, he has no option but to go. That's it. So that's why when it talks about the fact that, you know, I said earlier that we don't have to have wild deliverance, because once a legal right of the enemy is broken, he's already been defeated, so he just has to leave. So I'm going to lead you in some prayers to break legal rights in your life. Now, in that, what I want you to think about is this. Is there areas of sin in your life that you need to repent of and then renounce? If you've been to some of these movies or done some of these things I've talked about, no big deal. Repent and renounce. Get free tonight. Get free. That's all, you know. God's not mad at you. He wants you free. If you've been in sexual sin, same thing. Repent, renounce. If you've got bitterness and unforgiveness against someone, you're going to have to deal with it. That will hinder deliverance. And there's nobody on this earth that's worth you tying up your walk with God. Right. Just let them go. Just let them go. Okay? So you're going to need to do some of those types of things. I'm going to lead you through a prayer to break off generational sins so that we can go ahead and what you can do is you can go ahead and some of the things that you know are generational in your family. Repent and renounce those. And renounce those iniquities. Do iniquities operate even today? Yes, they do. And it's recorded in the New Testament. Still talks about iniquities. Okay? So I'm going to lead you in some prayers, but I want you to say, in the name of Jesus, I want you to repeat after me. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, I give you permission to go to the depths of any area of my life and expose any work of darkness. Expose any hidden sin. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I give you permission. Now I give myself permission to release anything in my life that I have held on to. Tonight, I loose it from my life by a choice of my will. I refuse to hold it any longer. And I speak to anything, any demonic force, any belief system, any lie of the enemy. I break your authority. I don't want you. And I command you to leave me now in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Lord, I ask you to forgive my iniquity and the iniquity of my ancestors. We have sinned against you. But today, we repent for any sin. In the name of Jesus. Now, I want you to say anything that you may know is in your bloodline. Alcohol, addiction, sexual immorality, depression, suicide, lying, whatever it is, you know what's there. Occult, false gods. Lord, I ask you to forgive and cleanse me and my children. Purge from our spirit. Soul and body, all this iniquity. I now command all iniquity residing in my bones and my organs and my blood, exit me now. In the name of Jesus, I command all iniquity in my bones, my organs, my blood, leave me now. In the name of Jesus. I cancel any curse that has resulted from these generational iniquities. And Lord, tonight, I pray that the righteousness of God will be established in my life with all of his blessings in Jesus' name. Lord God, I repent for judgments. Bitter root judgments that I have made against other people, including my mother, my father, spouse, children, friends, pastors, and political leaders. I realize that these judgments are sin and can result in curses against me. I ask you to forgive me and to bless the people that I have judged. I break all the curses involved, and I put them under the blood of Jesus, and I cancel all connected and related spirits in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I thank you for dying that I might be forgiven. By an act of my will, I now choose to express the desire of my heart and forgive those who have hurt me. I forgive. Now say who you need to forgive, and you may need to say quietly what you forgive them for. But do that. That is so important. I forgive each and every one of these, and I release them into the freedom of my forgiveness. in Jesus' name. Now, Lord God, I thank you for forgiving me for the things that I have done. Now I choose to forgive myself for the things that I know you have forgiven me for. In Jesus' name, by choice of my will, I choose to release myself right now from all guilt, from all shame, and all condemnation in the name of Jesus. Now take a deep breath and release that. There's people here, you need to release where you've allowed yourselves and you've condemned yourself and you've hated yourselves over things in the past. In the name of Jesus. Father, I confess that I have sinned against you and your word by my involvement with the following occult practices. Now I want you to name anything you've ever been involved in with the occult: horoscopes, palm reading, horror movies, games, video games, drugs. I acknowledge that these practices are the worship of Satan, and I choose to place Jesus on the throne of my life. I ask you, Lord, to forgive me for these and any other occult involvement I may knowingly or unknowingly entered into, in Jesus' name. Father, I confess that at times in my life, I have been powerless against the continuing attacks of the enemy on my sexuality. I have chosen to sin in various ways, and I ask you to forgive me for the following. Now you just need to quietly say whatever. I now agree with your verdict on my sin. I renounce all pleasure associated with these sins. I ask you to cleanse my memories, heal the hurts, forgive me in Jesus' name. I ask you, Lord, to break all illegal flesh bonds and one flesh unions in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. And if you're a man, I want you to say this: Father God, I repent for the very first time that I gave away my virginity to someone I was not married to. And I left the God-given covering that was meant for my wife. I left it there. Now tonight, Lord, I ask you to draw back that covering to me, that I may place that over my wife and my children in the name of Jesus. Now, if you're a woman, I want you to say, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I ask you to forgive me for the time that I gave my virginity to someone who was not my husband. I ask you, Lord, to draw back to me the part of my life that was meant to be in response, that I could respond and love my husband the way you would choose me to love him. I ask you, Lord, to draw that back to me in the name of Jesus. Okay, now I want everybody, in the name of Jesus, I break all ungodly spirit, soul, and body ties established between me and any person. Now, you name any person you maybe have had sex with, or it could just be somebody else that you're too tied in with. I cut that linking supernaturally, and I ask you, Lord, to draw back to me every part wrongfully tied to these people in bondage in the name of Jesus. I now speak directly to every evil spirit that has taken advantage of these ungodly soul ties, and I order them to leave me now In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Now, we're just going to begin to start calling out what the Lord chose us to call out here. And all your part is to release it. Take a deep breath, release it. If you feel like coughing, don't hold it back. And as we're praying, you can even be speaking to these things and say, go from me in the name of Jesus, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. So, Father, right now, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I bind every demonic spirit in this place tonight in the name of Jesus. And, Father, by faith, I declare that they shall submit to the authority of the Lord Jesus Christ. We take authority right now. And, Father, I bind right now all the works of darkness. And I pray, Father, right now, God, in the name of Jesus, Father, I break controlling spirits right now. In the name of Jesus, I break the authority of control off God's people. I break off a Jezebelic, manipulating, lying, conniving spirit. In the name of Jesus, I command that to go. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I even come against a spirit where you've been manipulated by physicians and by doctors that have given you bad reports and told you there's no hope for you, or have told you that you have to do things that, according to the Word of God, you should not have to do. I break off every lie, every false belief system, every bit of doubt and unbelief. I command all of the fear come out in the name of Jesus. Fear of dying, come out. Come out in the name of Jesus. I bind that spirit of the fear of dying, fear of a deadly disease, fear of a terminal disease, and I call you out in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus, I command all that doubt and unbelief to come out right now in the name of Jesus and go. In the name of Jesus, all that discouragement, I command you to go. All that disappointment, I command you to go right now in the name of Jesus. I command all that slavery to fear, come out right now in the name of Jesus and go. All that torment, I command you to come out right now in the name of Jesus. Fear that hath torment, I command all that torment, I command you to untwine, untwist, uncoil. I command you to loose and let go right now in the name of Jesus. Take a deep breath and blow out that torment right now. Just release it and let it go right now in the name of Jesus. I command all that affliction and all that persecution to come out right now in the name of Jesus. All the cares of life, all that heaviness, I command you to come out right now in the name of Jesus and go. All that would choke out the word of God, I command you to go right now in the name of Jesus. Come out, all that constriction, all that limiting of the word of God, I command you to go. All that antichrist, I command you to come up out in the name of Jesus and go.
I command every spirit that masquerades itself as a friend in the supernatural realm, I command you to come out and be undone in Jesus' name. I command you to unwrap and uncoil. I command you to come out of their spirit in the name of Jesus Christ. And I command all your fruit and all your outworkings to be undone in the name of Jesus Christ. And I command all that doubt and all that despair, you come up and out. We drive you out with the name and the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. You go now in Jesus' name. We declare in Jesus' name that these people are free. They've been set free by the shed blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we tell you, devil, you are no match for the great one. You are no match for our creator. And we declare in Jesus' name these people are set free. And we declare the curse that's been spoken against them is broken. And we declare in Jesus' name they will not walk in doubt and unbelief any longer, but they will walk into the fullness and the glory of the Most High God. And we declare in Jesus' name they're greater. Their latter end will be greater than the beginning. And we declare they are launching forth into new beginnings today in Jesus' name.
I command spirits of degradation to come up and out. Feeling degraded, I command that out in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Feeling like you've been brought low, brought to nothing, I command that out in the name of Jesus. Those spirits that have lorded over you through men to come up and out in the name of Jesus. No self-respect, no self-esteem, no individuality, being oppressed. I command that out in the name of Jesus. That spirit of oppression and domination, I command that out in the the name of Jesus. No identity, no value, no worth. I command that out in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Being lorded over. I command that out in the name of Jesus. No hope, even afraid to have hope. I command that out in the name of Jesus. Feeling like you've been trodden upon and that you've been brought to nothing. I command that out in the name of Jesus. That constant sense of disappointment in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I drive you out in the name of Jesus.
I pull down those walls of suspicion off of people's hearts right now in the name of Jesus. All those walls of self-protection, all that protection that you feel like you have to protect yourself. I pull those walls down in the name of Jesus. All that rejection, never feeling good enough, I pull that out of your mind, out of the emotions, all that busyness, all that figuring things out in your head instead of trusting the Lord to come out in the name of Jesus. All that introspectiveness, always looking within to figure out your problems and your things that face you in daily life. All that introspectiveness, always looking within, I call that out in the name of Jesus. Those voices of rejection, all that suspicion to come out in the name of Jesus. All that mistrust and all that distrust, I call that out in the name of Jesus to come up and out. That spirit of mistrust, all that fear of being vulnerable to come out in the name of Jesus. Generational rejection, iniquity of rejection to come out in the name of Jesus. That false personality of rejection, we pull you out in the name of Jesus. All that self-hate to come out in the name of Jesus. Self-focus to come out in the name of Jesus Christ, to come up and out in Jesus' name. All that insecurity, inferiority, come up and out. Feeling cast aside, never good enough. I pull those voices out of your ears, out of your mind, out of from your generations, out of your DNA, out of your bloodline. We pull that out in the name of Jesus.
Now, I just speak right now in the name of Jesus to every spirit of sadness and sorrow. And I command that to come out right now in the name of Jesus. All that heaviness, all that anguish, all that depression, come out in the name of Jesus, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. All that false responsibility. There's people that you just are weighed down. You feel like something's on your shoulders and your back. I break that. I command even that weight of financial debt to come off of you. All that worry, all that fear, expel. I break the spirit of debt in the name of Jesus. In the name of the Lord, I break debt off of you. And I call that spirit out in the name of Jesus. I speak to debt and I say, loose God's people and let them go in the name of Jesus. All that oppression, all that depression of debt, all that insufficiency, never enough. Spirit of poverty from the generations, come out in the name of Jesus. All of that lack, come out in the name of Jesus, in the name of the Lord. Loose, loose, loose. Come on, folks, participate. We're doing this for you. You need to release these things in the name of Jesus, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I bind that spirit of infirmity in the name of Jesus. I speak to sickness. I speak to disease in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and I call you out. I command right now infirmity in the discs. I command pain, come out. Pain in the lower back, come out. Release in the name of Jesus. Come out of the nerve endings. Come out of the spine in the name of Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, loose and let go in Jesus' name.
In the name of Jesus, I hear the Lord say, this night, it is not my only desire to heal your body. It is my desire to make you every bit whole. Father, right now in the name of Jesus, Father, we draw upon you as the balm of Gilead. We ask right now that you heal the brokenhearted in this room tonight. Father, Lord, that you go into every place, Father, Lord, where there's captivity and you set the captives free. We announce and proclaim that this is their day of freedom and release from those places of captivity right now in the name of Jesus. I speak to their spirit, soul, and body, and I say you be made every bit whole in this hour. I command all that pain from betrayal. I command you to come out right now in the name of Jesus. You loose and let go. All that pain of betrayal in the name of Jesus. I command those walls to come down right now in the name of Jesus. Those walls that have been erected around their hearts that have kept even the Spirit of God from coming in and making them whole. You be moved and you be cast into the heart of the sea right now in the name of Jesus. I set the blood of Jesus against you right now in the name of Jesus. I command those walls of offense. I command you to come down and I command you to be moved. I command you to go in the name of Jesus. Right now in the name of Jesus. I command in the name of Jesus. Those spirits of torment that has tormented their minds and their bodies and their spirits. You loose God's people and you let them go in the name of Jesus. Come out in the name of Jesus. You must bow your knee to the name of Jesus. I command you to bow your knee and go in the name of Jesus right now. I command those things that have hindered the healing of God's people. You loose God's people and you let them go. Come out right now in the name of Jesus. You will not stop what God has called and put into place right now in the name of Jesus. Will you say that God's people are healed in the name of Jesus? We release the blessing of the Lord right now in the name of Jesus. I command every curse that has been set against these people right now in the name of Jesus. I command you to be undone. In the name of Jesus, I cut the cords of the grave right now in the name of Jesus. And I say, your works be undone. They've been redeemed from the curse of the law. And they are the blessed of the Lord. And the blessing of the Lord, it makes them the rich. It makes them the head and not the tail. It brings wealth into their house and healing into their bodies. It restores relationships. In the name of Jesus, I speak to those relationships right now. And I say, you be restored. You be restored right now in the name of Jesus. You be made every bit whole right now in the name of Jesus. I command all that hopelessness and those relationship situations. I command that hopelessness to go right now in the name of Jesus. And we cry out, Lord, restore your people. Restore the relationships. Restore the marriages. Restore the children. Restore the homes. In the name of Jesus, we cry out to you, restore. In the name of Jesus.
Jesus' name. And Father, right now, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I come against marriage-breaking demons right now in the name of Jesus. I command all the discord, the disharmony, the accusation come out of the marriages in the name of Jesus. Come out. All of the spirits of accusation, discord, disrespect, come out in the name of Jesus. Spirits of pornography, come out. Come out of these marriages. Lust and perversion, come out in the name of Jesus. I command anger and rage and abuse, come out of God's marriages in the name of Jesus. In the name of the Lord, I cut cords of darknesses off of your marriages in the name of Jesus, and I loose the marriages right now to come out of that place of destruction in the name of Jesus, to come out of the design of divorce in the name of Jesus. I loose the marriages to get up and come out of that dark place, come out of that design of hell in the name of Jesus, in the name of the Lord. And I declare your marriage shall be established in righteousness in the name of Jesus.
And I command all that numbness out in the name of Jesus, all that shut down from betrayal. I command that out in the name of Jesus. I command spirits of adultery that have shut down communication, shut down emotion, shut down love. I command that out in the name of Jesus. Feeling betrayal, feeling shut down, I command that out in the name of Jesus. Even feeling like you're in a limbo state. You're just so nullified and paralyzed within yourself. I command that introspective that has just called you to withdraw, to come up and out. Those spirits of withdrawal and introvertedness, I command that out in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, in Jesus' name.
And we speak life and restoration into those places of sickness and disease. We say, live in the name of Jesus Christ. And we drive out those foul spirits of infirmity in the name of Jesus Christ. You go, and all your works go, and every spirit that is intertwined and connected, you come out and go. We break your hold, and the demonic hold, we break it by the power in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we declare no weapon formed against God's people, it shall not prosper. And we declare God's people are loosed and set free on this night. And I command every spirit of intimidation, you come out and go in Jesus' name. And I command every vile imagination, we command you come down in Jesus' name. And we command those imaginations and the establishment of those imaginations to be undone in Jesus' name. And I command that spirit of reasoning, I command you to come out and go in Jesus' name. I come against those spirits that would argue against the word of God. I command you to come out and go in Jesus' name. Pride, you come out and go in Jesus' name. Independent spirit and self-reliance, I command you to come out and go in Jesus' name. And every spirit that makes it hard for you to trust in God, I command you to come out and go in Jesus' name. Spirits that oppose the Holy Spirit, I command you to go. I command those spirits, those destiny-blocking spirits, you come out and go in Jesus' name. And I command all those spirits of hopelessness that block that the destiny of these people, I command those spirits of hopelessness to come out and go in Jesus' name. And I command all that doubt and all that fear and all that unbelief and the whole nest of it to come out in Jesus' name. And I command all those spirits that cover or garrison these spirits in the name of Jesus Christ, I command you to come out in Jesus' name. Death, hell, and grave, you come out and be undone. I command all that sin and all that darkness, you come out and go in Jesus' name. All that doom and all that gloom, you come out and go in Jesus' name. And I command all that fear and all that dread and all that agitation, you come out and go in Jesus' name.
In the name of Jesus.
I call the spirit of disease out in the name of Jesus. I take authority over spirits of disease to come out in the name of Jesus. We cancel those words from the doctor's report in the name of Jesus. That spirit of terminal, we pull that out in the name of Jesus. Uncurable, we pull you out in the name of Jesus. That spirit of weakness to come out in the name of Jesus. That rehearsing spirit that always rehearses what the doctor says, we pull that out of the ears. We pull it out of the emotions in the name of Jesus. That brings hopelessness to come out in the name of Jesus. That spirit of arthritis, all that dryness out of the bones from bitterness, from anger, rage to come out, all that unforgiveness to come up and out in the name of Jesus Christ, to come up and out. That spirit of unforgiveness, offense, come up and out in the name of Jesus. All that arthritis spirits, we pull you out of the joints, out of the marrow. Come out, all that dryness to come out in the name of Jesus. All that agitation, easily angered, that short fuse to come out in the name of Jesus Christ. That spirit of addiction, come up and out in Jesus' name. Addicted to pornography, addicted to drugs, alcohol, eating. We pull out that addiction spirit to come up and out in the name of Jesus. All that escapism, come up and out in Jesus' name. All that daydreaming, fantasy spirits to come out in the name of Jesus. All that unreality, come up and out of the mind and out of the emotions to come up and out in Jesus' name.
In the name of Jesus.
I command that spirit of perversion out in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Not just sexual perversion, that spirit of perversion that's perverting truth. I command you, I command those lies to come down, those haughty thoughts to come down in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. That beguiling spirit, I command you to unwrap the people of God off of their minds. I command that beguiling spirit to come up and out. Mind control, I command you out in the name of Jesus. Lofty imaginations that exalt themselves against God to come up and out in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I command all that twisting of perversion to come up and out in the name of Jesus. And I command orphan spirits that make you vulnerable to this to come up and out in the name of Jesus. Feeling like you don't belong, feeling like you don't fit in, I command that out. Feeling like you're looking on that, you're on the outside looking in, all that disconnection that makes you victimized, I command that victimizing spirit out in the name of the the Lord Jesus Christ. I command a closed heart of an orphan out in the name of Jesus. I command the programming from an orphan to come up and out in the name of Jesus. I command the mindsets of an orphan to come up and out. Always feel like you got to look out for yourself, because if you don't, no one else will. I command that out in the name of Jesus. All that self-government, I command that out in the name of Jesus. All that exaltation of self, I command that out in the name of Jesus. I command the structures of the kingdom of self to come down in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
I command the name of Jesus, all those false personalities, I command you to come out right now in the name of Jesus and go. I command all those false images of who you are, those false identities, I command you to come out right now in the name of Jesus. I command you to go. I command that identity of I'm a worm, I command you to come out right now in the name of Jesus. I'm worthless, I'm a nobody, you come out right now in the name of Jesus and go. I command all those false, that false identity, all those false imaginations of who you are, you loose God's people and let them go. I say that they are the sons and daughters of the Most High God, and they shall rule and reign in heavenly places. They are not worthless worms. They're not the tail. They're the head. They're above. They're not beneath. In the name of Jesus, I command those lying, deceiving spirits, you loose God's people and you let them go. I release the truth of God's word tonight, and I say the truth shall make God's people free. In the name of Jesus, free to be who they were called to be, free to be who they were destined to be, free to walk on the water as God has commanded them to do. In the name of Jesus, I release freedom into this place tonight in the name of Jesus.
We come against those generational iniquities in the name of Jesus Christ. We command that curse from generational iniquities to be broken. For we plead the blood of Jesus Christ over those generational iniquities. And we break those holes in Jesus' name. We cut those generational cords. And we declare the sins of the Father shall not be passed forth. We are drawing the line in the sand and we say no, that generational sin will not go forward. We shut the door in the demonic hold and the strongholds of our past. We shut that door and we declare in Jesus' name that we are launching into the future of what our generations have been called to do. And I hear the Lord say there are people sitting here tonight that have a call upon their life, says the Lord. And I'm calling out to you right now, step into the place of deliverance. Set yourself free from the demonic. For the Lord says, I paid the price. I paid the price for your deliverance. Every shed drop of my son's blood paid the price for your deliverance. And you've been set free. Now walk out of that place of captivity, says the Lord. Release yourself, for I do not hold you, says the Lord. There's therefore no condemnation in me, and there shall not be condemnation in you if you walk with me and you abide in my spirit, says the Lord. We break in Jesus' name every generational stronghold that has held these people captive. We break it in the name of Jesus Christ. And we tell you, devil, you loose the provision of God that belongs to them. You loose their finances. You loose their children, their jobs, their marriage. You loose their health and their body. And you loose their cars and their houses and their land. You loose it, devil. You loose it now. We take back all that's been stolen from us. And we demand not only restoration, but we demand restitution for all that's been stolen from us. We say, devil, you pay it back. You pay it back. You pay it back in the name of Jesus Christ. And we come against every spirit of witchcraft in this house in the name of Jesus Christ. And we repent for the generational witchcraft in our bloodlines. We repent for it now and plead the blood of Jesus Christ. And we command all the works of witchcraft to come out and be undone. All the works of darkness, come out and be undone. All the works of sin, you come out and be undone. I command that spirit of black magic, I command you to come out of their hearts in Jesus' name. And I command all that sensuality that is intertwined with witchcraft in the name of Jesus Christ, and all that drug usage and all that drug addiction that's interconnected with witchcraft, we command you to come out and be undone in Jesus' name.
I command in the name of Jesus, I command that enticement of the occult. I command you to come out right now and be undone in the name of Jesus. You loose and let go right now in the name of Jesus. All that drawing of people into the occult, into witchcraft, I command that spirit of seduction come out right now in the name of Jesus. Seducing even God's people and deceiving even God's people. I command you to come out and be undone in the name of Jesus. I command every twilight spirit come out in the name of Jesus. All that vampire come out in the name of Jesus. I command all those blood disorders come out right now in the name of Jesus and go. I command that spirit of death to come out in the name of Jesus and be undone in the name of Jesus. I command right now in the name of Jesus, I set the blood of Jesus against those things that have set themselves to entrap the youth of America right now in the name of Jesus and the youth of Life Church even. I come against you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and I cut you off right now in the name of Jesus. I say you shall not have them. They belong to us because the seed of the righteous shall be delivered. In the name of Jesus, I say our seed shall be delivered in the name of Jesus. And I loose the manifestation of the Son of God, the blood of the Lamb, and the word of my testimony to tear into pieces every design of the enemy against our youth to the very depths of hell in the name of Jesus.
And I call it that spirit of rejection, that performance spirit, always trying to earn your dad's approval. I call that perfection spirit to come out in the name of Jesus. All that pressure to perform, always having to feel like you're to be the best, to be accepted. I call that out in the name of Jesus. All that voices of perfection, voices of performance. We pull that out of God's people's minds and out of their emotions, that false personality from the generations that always makes you feel like you have to prove yourself. You're never good enough to come up and out in the name of Jesus Christ, to come up and out. All that performance, all that pressure, all that perfection, we pull that up and out in Jesus' name.
Father God, right now, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, God, I pray your blessings over your people, Father. Father, I pray that even that, God, in the next days to come, God, I pray, Father, that you would give divine appointments to your people, Father. I pray, Father, for divine appointments, God, to set the captives free. Lord, I ask God for divine appointments for businesses in the name of Jesus. Father, I ask for divine appointments, God, that you would set up things, God, professionally for people in the name of Jesus. And Lord, I loose financial deals in the name of Jesus. I loose, God, business deals that need to come to the businesses of the people in this house, God, in the name of the Lord. And I command every spirit in the name of Jesus that has hindered those business deals, I command you to be removed. I command you to be cast into the sea in the name of Jesus. And I say, Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, Jesus became poor that we might become rich. And we call ourselves rich in the name of Jesus. We call ourselves blessed in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. God, we call ourselves healthy and whole and sound in the name of Jesus. Father, we declare we are free in the name of Jesus. God, we declare in the name of the Lord that by your stripes we are healed in the name of Jesus. We declare that as for me and my house, we shall serve the Lord. God, we declare that households, God, that have children that are not walking with you, God, we declare these children serve the Lord in the name of Jesus. Father, we declare relationships restored in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. God, we declare that we are blessed coming in and blessed going out. We are blessed in the city, blessed in the field, blessed in the store, blessed as a fruit of our body, blessed is all that we set our hands to in the name of Jesus. And Father God, we give thanks to you, Father, for that. And I pray for your people, Lord. I pray, God, in the name of Jesus, God, I declare that not one word that was spoken here tonight, not one thing that was prayed shall fall to the ground tonight, but that everything shall go forth and bring forth for that what it was sent to in the name of Jesus. And I declare freedom and blessing in the name of Jesus. I declare liberty. liberty. In the name of Jesus, I declare captives coming out of prisons. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I declare prophetic insight. I declare that the gifts of the Spirit will begin to flow and operate, Lord, in your church, oh God. Once again, Father, I declare a hunger of God. To God, to begin to permeate your people, oh God, in the name of Jesus. That God, we will hunger and thirst after you, God. And as the deer panteth for the water, Lord, so does our soul long for you, oh God, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Now, Father God, as they go, bless them. Prosper them. God, give them insight. Remove every veil in the name of Jesus. And Father, I pray that they would begin to press to lay hold of all that you have for them in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. We're done. If you had an opportunity to get delivered, if you didn't, it's nobody's fault but yours. I'll tell you what, these are anointed men and women of God. Hallelujah. So if you leave tonight, you still got your demon, come back next week and we'll help you get rid of him, okay? Hallelujah. We love you. We love you. Bring people. People need to be free. Amen.